This is Bach to Bach, the podcast opening up the world of classical music, one beer at a time.
And today, we are working out. Sort of. So welcome to episode 51.
50 down, 50 to go.
At least 50. I mean, that's yeah. You're putting a cap on Bach to Bach. That's not really, you know, that's not conducive for our careers.
No, it's true. It's true.
But thank you to the Portland Bach Festival for all they did this past week with all their events, which I think majority, if not all of them, sold out.
Yeah, thank you to Momo Wong, who came down, and especially Brian Kaplan, who was just flying from corner to corner in Portland. Everything, picking up beer to getting musicians where they had to be.
You attended the Bach and Beer event. I wasn't able to be there, but tell the listeners about, you know, the Bach and Beer event.
It was great. Ocean Gateway, which everyone knows if you're from Portland, has a beautiful view over the harbor. It started out with the first and third movement of the Bach double. That's how they open.
The second movement is beautiful, but the first and third are the sexy ones, you know.
Especially if you're playing for an audience who may not be as classically in tune. It started out before that with a kids event out on the balcony there. Cool. They gave them kind of fake batons and they helped them conduct. They played a Baroque era cello. Someone performed.
Okay, we'll say.
No, just give them a bit of a demonstration, and then the beers we talked about on the last episode,
Fireberry and Maui Mango.
Yeah, they were there. They tapped them, and not only that, Rising Tide was there. They had Ishmael and Daymark on tap in cans, so people had a nice range, and it was great. People just got to sip some delicious local beer, and it was local. People were sitting there going, we had some folks from Montana come in. There's this young couple, and they're like, we want a local beer. Whatever beer is local. And we're sitting there going, well, this one's made 400 feet away.
This one's made
just up over the
half mile away, yeah.
It doesn't get any more local, guys, which is one of the many things that makes Portland and Maine great.
And then the fun thing after that, you got to play the Kreutzer Strad.
I got to play the Kreutzer Strad.
So for the listeners who have no idea what a Strad is, it's short for Stradivarius, who is the father of the modern violin. Like, he is the most known violin maker in history.
You and I visited his shop in Cremona.
In Cremona back in 2008. It's been 9 years since we've gone.
Right, there we go.
We got older since then.
Well,
that's how age
for
works.
It's science. But there was a violin dealer there, and I asked if I could play the Kreutzer. And next thing I know,
You're playing the Kreutzer.
Yeah, no, honestly, mate, just ear to ear grin. It was, and if you don't, Kreutzer is kind of a staple in the classical music industry as far as etudes and exercises. He himself was a phenomenal performer, but
basically, he's one of the ones that were developed the pedagogy for every violin player to become a better musician and gave them the curriculum and foundation to do so through his pieces. So.
Yeah, and this was his violin, his Strad. So it was
to make a comparison, it's like driving your dream car, like driving a $500,000 sports car that you wanted to even just like not even look at, but get in, let alone drive.
It's like driving Lewis Hamilton's F1 car. Like
those are words I don't understand, but I'm gonna. He's a person, and that's a thing. So that's all I know.
We'll get you into Formula One yet.
But speaking of Formula One, that's a sports thing, and we're all about workouts today.
Today is, we've been talking about, we've been batting this idea around for a little while, but just the idea of how classical music can fit into your workout routine.
Yes.
Most of the times when there's an athletic scene in a film, it's either classical music or it's Kenny Loggins. It's...
nothing in the middle? No Pat Benatar in the middle?
Have you ever put Pat Benatar?
Not me, I'm just saying someone could have.
No one's ever done that. It's crazy. But classical music in action films, athletic films, it fills a role because it taps into an emotion. But not many people actually use classical within their own workouts.
I want to back up and just to kind of broaden the classical genre. I think orchestral music, orchestral pieces, soundtrack, cinematic pieces,
yes,
that all falls in the classical realm, but not quite what we consider classical music. It's more soundtrack or cinematic is more the genre we put it under.
Absolutely.
So what I think we should do is kind of give the listeners, Maddie, you did this, give them a playlist if they're going to go to the gym, and you go to the gym at least, I think, 500% more times than I go to the gym. Your workout consists of weights. My workout consists of crying. It's a really good balance.
You get good ab muscles with the crying.
Great though. Ab muscles and great facial wrinkles. It's great. Anyway, so Matt, you kind of composed a playlist for workouts, but mainly comprised of the soundtrack from 300.
Yeah, that started a few years ago. I remember when I saw the film for the first time, and yeah, no, you look at these guys who kick themselves day after day to get themselves in this shape, and what do they choose? They could have done anything for this soundtrack to try to illustrate the height of the warrior class, and they went with this kind of rock orchestral mix, and it works perfectly, especially with such a stalwart graphic novel that I think has a cult following of its own.
It's really unique to listen to this soundtrack because it is a Zack Snyder film, and yeah. Zack Snyder films have a specific sound to them. Yeah. All of them, regardless of DC Universe or 300 or anything that he's ever directed.
Yeah.
And so this is written by this guy named Tyler Bates, who's he's wicked young. And on his
how young is he actually?
He is, I think, in his early 40s now, I believe.
Oh yeah.
It's funny, on his IMDb page, the first thing that comes up is his height. Like, that really matters. If it matters to you at home, he's 6'2".
Good to know.
Basically, Tyler Bates lives in LA, not Lewis and Auburn in Maine, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But he's done more than 60 feature films. Many, many, many episodes of television, a lot of video game soundtracks, and producing records for artists.
So he's got quite the resume.
Yeah, but one of my favorite things, which is the nerd in me, is that he co-composed Guardians of the Galaxy back in 2014.
That's big. Which is interesting because that is also known for having one of the best soundtracks.
Best of other artists. Yeah. The action music is his
creation. It's his own, yeah.
It's then, weird, which is cool because he actually crossed universes doing both Marvel and DC.
And this is something we maybe can check out. Do you think he had a pick of the music used from...
I don't think his role. I think his is more
pure
of the...
Pure composition.
Yeah, I believe a lot of it was James Gunn, who was directing the film at the time.
Because that was between Redbone, Come and Get Your Love. Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. It's killer
pretty,
soundtrack.
Pretty cut solid soundtrack.
We've got a couple of the... We got some snippets from the 300 soundtrack. What's going to happen is we're actually going to put a much larger soundtrack up on the website as well, yeah. So you guys can get a hold of it.
It's not only include pieces from the 300 soundtrack, but it'll also include classical pieces that are in the same realm, feel, all of that, so that you can kind of work out through history.
Exactly. If you're at the height of a circuit workout, you're not going to find you're dropping into some Chopin piece in the middle. So we're going to run a few. This one's a fun one. It's called No Mercy. I think we all remember that line.
But also that as far as something to work out to, the title alone.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Put this on. Put it on the headphones. Blast it up.
And lift 5 pound weights or how much?
I just do the 2.5 pound resistant bands. Yeah.
Cool.
Seriously though, listen for the instruments especially if you're a long time listener of Bach to Bach, listen for the instruments see how they mesh with the rock music that goes over top of it, and listen for the percussion. They use it really heavily in here. Listen for timpani, listen for cymbal, listen for all the things that are in the orchestra, and see if you can pick them out, because that's again, half the fun in this is obviously the motivation, but then realizing what goes into it. So this one's No Mercy. was, wasn't it? I mean, that just... I mean,
that was real cool.
That gets you going.
Gets me amped. I might do one push-up.
Gets jacked.
I might do two push-ups now.
Well, that's twice.
I'll stick the one. It's cool.
But it works. The thing is, everyone has their own workout mix. I forget what is it? Jess from New Girl does. She listens to Diane Keaton Books on Tape for her workout.
So I have a confession to the Bok to Bok Nation is when I go to the gym at Planet Fitness, and I go on the treadmill and I turn the TV on, I always, always put on HGTV.
But no one who knows you is surprised at that. Seriously.
I just want to let the world know.
Well, now people do know. Seriously, though. Anyway. I mean, when it comes to home design, if you weren't a musician, if you were not a conductor and a musician, you would definitely be designing homes.
Fancy stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so example number two. Actually, should we go to beer first?
Let's talk about this beer, because it ties directly into it.
Okay, so before we get into it, we are talking about a Lone Pine beer. Which we have some exciting news about Lone Pine is that their CFO, John Paul, just got married a few weeks back.
Absolutely.
To operations manager of the Portland Symphony Orchestra, Leah Puglio, now Leah Puglio Paul.
Yep.
And
congratulations to them.
Congratulations to them. They are an adorable couple.
They really are.
They're
like so much so.
It's cute. It really is.
So the classical music meets the beer world in the most real way.
Exactly. And I got to play the ceremony for their wedding. And I was planning on having that be my gift, playing the ceremony. And John's like, you know what? I'm going to give you a case of beer from Lone Pine. I go, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice.
So we had half a case of Tessellation, which I think we've talked about in the past.
We mentioned it.
But also this new double IPA. From Lone Pine called OJ. Now, OH-J. So,
which we thought was appropriate because this
vitamin
is about...
Vitamin C.
Yeah, this is about working out.
And being healthy.
Yeah, and healthy.
So nothing healthier than a double IPA at 8.1%. You know.
But it's...
And served in 16-ounce cans.
Honestly, though, when we cracked the can, I could smell...
You could smell it.
I could smell the hops coming out.
Yeah, and then there's so much...
Hit you like a wall.
And the reason why they called it OJ, especially, was, it's super citrusy hops.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
It is clean, though. That's the thing I can...
Yeah.
I've been steering more and more away from hops, but this is clean. I'm
digging. It's clean. It's
I could drink this cold at the end of a long day. And be okay with it. Because normally the super hoppy stuff on a summer day.
Yeah, it weighs you down. But this is a great beer. It became my new favorite of theirs. I like it more than Tessellation. I like it more than Brightside.
Where can people get this on tap?
I can only get it in the brewery currently.
All the more reason to go. Because they've remodeled the tasting room as well.
Yep. And they've expanded their operations quite a bit. But you can still get Tessellation, Brightside, Portland Pale. At stores around Maine. But then... OJ's currently, since it's one of the newer beers, it is only featured in the brewery itself, in the tasting room.
That's pretty sexy. Oh, and aren't they on every tap on Commercial Street or something like that?
They're on most of the bars on Commercial Street, and also working on getting a lot of the bars at the pier at Old Orchard Beach in Old Orchard, Maine.
And if you are new to this, and if you're new to Portland or new to this podcast, check out... The first time we sat down with Lone Pine, and we did the Chaga Stout.
Chaga Stout, we did something else.
I feel like Tessellation, maybe.
Maybe we did Tess.
We did the Pale Ale.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then, of course, we played the Pines of Rome, which is just an epic piece.
Yeah.
So, go back, have a listen. It's a good one.
Those boys are great.
We just love talking with them.
So, you can check them out at Lone Pine Brewing. Follow them on all the social medias. And it's
on
like
all the internets.
On all the internets. The world wide webs.
That's it.
But they really are doing some incredible stuff. And they are one of the fastest growing breweries in Maine right now. They just hit 1 year mark 2 years, 2 months ago. No, they hit the 1 year mark just about a couple months ago. And they are blowing up. So making great beer. So please check them out and support local beer here in Portland, Maine. But now we're going to do the sequel.
Yeah, if you haven't seen 300 Rise of an Empire.
Yep, you can hear one segment of it. And so basically, this movement from the soundtrack for Rise of an Empire is called Fog Battle. The one thing that this is kind of like the borderline crossover, because it's very percussion, electric guitar heavy,
yep.
Very. And then about a minute 40, you get the orchestral parts and the chorus backing them up.
Yeah.
And really giving it the full, lush, cinematic sound that is 300. So.
And this should be relatable to anybody who sailed in Maine, the idea of a Navy battle in fog. It's pretty much summer all the way through here. So if you've been on a boat in Maine, just play this next time you go on the Peaks Island Ferry. Probably pretty similar.
Do it. they're not jacked up to do tons of workouts now based on those two segments alone, you are probably dead.
Did it, honestly though, did it work for you?
I did. Okay. I did half a push-up. There we go. Mentally. One. Anyway, so again, we talked about Lone Pine Brewing earlier in the episode. You can learn more about them at lonepinebrewery.com and also online at through social media at Lone Pine Brewing.
Check out the episode where we talked to those guys back. I forget exactly how many episodes
back. Maybe 7 or 8 back. Yeah. But also, you can look at our Spotify playlist, including segments from 300, along with many classical pieces going back 150 years, at our website at bachtobach.com.
In the meantime, we got a lot coming up in the summer for us, so just be patient as we try to get content out to you guys. We will try, but between Kev's concert season, my sailing season, it does get tough.
Matt will try. I will not. I refuse to.
Yeah, we're going
to
give it a go.
But you also check 4th of July concerts out coming up a week and a half. Actually, a week from when this is airing.
Yep.
The 4th of July. So check out your local area for any 4th of July concerts with your symphony orchestras. But in the meantime, this has been another episode of Bach to Bach.
Cheers. Cheers.
Subscribe to Bach to Bach on iTunes and follow us on social media at Bach to Bach.